as you look back on your career with Williams, is there any one or two things that stand out with a great deal of satisfaction?
Well, you want me to brag?
Yes, you should brag.
No, I think I'm a people person, not a numbers person. John was a numbers person. He never met a number that he didn't like. And I had to struggle with numbers, but I always gambled on the right people. And so did John, too. But I look back, and yes, I made some mistakes, but I put a lot of good people into good positions to advance. That's where I think I was worthwhile for the company stockholders.
What would you say to young people? I'm sure you've been asked. They're coming out of college. They're looking at various businesses. Do you have advice for young people who will listen to this many years from now?
Don't be scared to reach for something. Yes, there are a lot of things when you're fresh out of college or whatever that look like they're not reachable. But try it. Go try it and take the gamble. But always make sure that you're giving your employer your full money's worth. If you can do that, you're going to have a good career.
Those who influenced you the most, I guess your cousin John would be one of them.
Yes.
Other people that you drew from, who would those people have been?
Well, a lot of family. My father and mother were absolutely wonderful people. My brother David kept me from getting discouraged on a number of different things. He was terrific. And John, I was scared to death of John in the beginning because his style was pretty abrupt. But once I got to know John, I realized that he not only was brilliant, but he had a soft heart. Charlie was wonderful. Charlie was kind of my champion in the background. He said, your brother can't be your champion, and John won't be your champion, but I'm going to give you as much help as I can. And don't let your brother give you too many dreams. Don't let John scare you. I can help you with both of them because we need you. But I don't want him to scare you out of taking the job.
And Charlie was John's brother.
Yes, he was a prince of a fella, absolutely prince of a fella. He lived right there in Tulsa. His widow is in Tulsa, and John's widow is in Tulsa.
You have many years left to live. John lived to be 94. You're only 85.
I'll be 85 June 2nd.
You've got a lot of living left to do. As you knock on wood. Let me take a picture of this hat.
Yeah.
You should hold it. Let me take a picture of you holding that hat.
This is a typical hard hat that construction workers wear. Our welders all wore these hats. They didn't like to, but they did, because either that or they didn't work for us. So they had a barbecue, and the project was over. The foreman came up and said, we have a gift for you. I said, what is it? He said, well, you were the first person we worked for that made a huge effort to employ Native Iranians, and we were one of the few pipeline companies that had all Iranian welders. And he said, we're famous as a group for metal work. We took a Williams Brothers hard hat. We want to give you this in thanks for what you did for us.
I'll take that one, too. That's great. That's fun. That's got to be one of your prized possessions right there.
Oh, it is. It's up on the shelf, but I pulled it down here to show you.
Well, thank you, Joe, for this opportunity to interview you. I'm sure there are a lot of people who would love to sit here where I am to say thank you for what you've done for Oklahoma, for the state, for the nature preserve, and for the great city of Tulsa. So I say thank you to you.
Well, I'm about to weep. I can't tell you how much it means to me to hear you say that because of your experience and life as an observer of Tulsa and of the area and of the family. That's a wonderful thing for you to say. So thank you ever so much. And I've enjoyed the visit.
Well, thank you so much.
And I don't think I've told any lies.
No, you haven't.